Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're brought to you live from Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And Barbecue Bob, how do you cook a morel, man? I have no idea. I pan fry them, and I guess that's a sacrilege. So
I've never even eaten one.
Right, right.
So let's talk about whole hogs. Hey, if you're...
I'm not sure I'm letting you off that easy. Come on.
No, I've never eaten a morel.
Oh, why?
I've never been offered one.
Oh, man.
People keep going on my property and picking them, but I just don't bother. Until recently, I wasn't much of a mushroom guy.
They're a little chewy, especially the tires.
Mushrooms I used to eat made me walk around the woods naked, so yeah? I quit eating them. But
it took a while.
Smoking a whole hog. Hey, listen, if you're hitting us on the web, go to thegrillingguys.com, and you can find lots of recipes. Half of them are okay. And
I put on there.
You can, if you want to podcast the show, just send me a check for $10. I'll give you my address. No, it's absolutely free. There's a little headset up in the top right corner of the opening page, and click on it. It'll send it right to your device. Absolutely free. There's also a search bar above that. You just put in any keyword you want, like whole hog or Joppy's famous mushroom recipe, something like that, maybe. And nothing will pop up.
Right. Yeah. The mushrooms are pretty flat. Yeah. So whole hog, Bob, let's get out of the vegetables and get back onto the farm.
Yeah. Michigan raises a lot of hogs, dude.
Yep, they do. And our friends in the South raise a lot of them, too. So anywhere you're listening.
Oh, you mean Allegan?
Yeah. Whole hog is not something that I prefer to do. There's a lot of people that really enjoy a big old hog roast. And I'm not dissing those people. But to me, it's a lot about nothing, because you get that whole thing roasted up, and it takes you a while to do it. Not any quicker than doing the shoulders, which is where we're going to go with this. But the whole hog is just a lot of work.
It's really all about the presentation.
Yeah.
You want to show off a great big old hog roasted and put it on a platter and do a picking or something like that. That's what they want, is they want to say, I cooked this big piece of meat.
Right.
And then they get their Viking swords out and hack it to pieces.
Right. But ultimately, there's a few guys that are pulling it, and there's a whole bunch of people that are eating it.
Yeah.
Right? So, and if you're one of those pullers, you got some work ahead of you.
Well, it can be fun. And how I like the way they do it in the Carolinas, and they're going to cook it on everything down south is pit barbecue. There's no such thing as an offset smoker. It's always pit barbecue.
Which means that the meat is directly over top of the heat source.
Or very close to it, and it's a giant pit filled with coals. They burn their wood. They just keep shoveling coals in, and they have the hog on a grate. And you can make one of those with just cinder blocks.
Right. A pit. Yeah. Yep.
So they'll lay that hog down, belly side down. You know, it'll be all lathered up with spices and herbs and, you know, some rosemary in its armpit and stuff
right.
like that.
It's all splayed out. I mean, it's laying flat. The legs are out to each side.
Right.
And you're cooking it from the rib cage inside
right.
first. Right?
Right. So all that fat's reducing down through it. Now, the key is to have it on a wire rack and then clamp another one over it and flip that baby for the last hour or so and put some coals right under it and get that skin nice and crispy, and that's called cracklin.
Right.
Now, if I'm
the skin is called cracklins, yeah.
And if I'm going to do a whole hog, I'm going to want some cracklins with it because that's got all the smoke for one thing, and it's you've burnt all the fat off it, so you get like a pork rind basically with a little bit of fat and meat on it, and it's you chop that up with your pork,
right?
And it's pretty darn good.
Yes.
Pretty darn good. Because you put a bunch of sea salt on it. Now, actually, if you're gonna do a hog like this, I would highly recommend oiling the whole thing over really well. And I would take a nice, long, sharp knife, and on 45-degree angles, I would score that whole hog in a diamond pattern.
You're talking about the skin side.
5 to 8 inch diamond pattern, yeah. And score that whole thing so that it'll actually expand and the fat will run out faster.
Mm-hmm.
You'll help it reduce.
Right.
A lot of guys, you never see anybody doing that, but you'd be smart to do so, because then when you flip it over and you want to get your cracklins, you get a couple things working for you. Number one, that fat's going to run out faster. Number two, there's channels for that fat to run out. So, and then when you're trying to get your crackling out, you've got all these beautiful little 5-inch squares, diamond pattern squares that are already broke up for you. You don't have to spend all that time on the board
with a cleaver
whacking that thing up. Yeah, with your Damascus steel cleaver.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But, you know, so you're right. The whole hog is about the presentation. If you're just looking to feed a bunch of people, just go to the Boston butt, the pork shoulders, whatever you want to call them. But it's the front shoulders of the hog that are pork butts is right. What everybody hears, you hear them called. And, you know, I prefer just to do that. I don't have the bones to mess with. I don't have the skin. Now, I don't get any cracklings, guaranteed I don't. But at the end of the day, if people are just looking to eat pulled pork and you're feeding the masses, it's not nearly as messy. I don't have to pick bones.
But what if you want that presentation?
Well,
there's another option.
I understand, and I know where you're going. Where you're going.
So do a bunch of shoulders, and then just do a nice little suckling pig.
That's right.
And now you can do your picking presentation. You can put that little suckling pig with the apple in his mouth like he died eating an apple, and put it out on the platform, and then surround it with pulled pork and let people just devour that. When all the pulled pork's gone, they can start ripping the flesh off that little goober.
Right. And those are 20, 30-pound little suckling pigs that you roast those just like you roast a big one. It's going to cook a lot quicker.
Yeah.
But it's there for the presentation purposes. And then if you've got, you know, we usually figure a third of a pound per person live weight gives you about a quarter of a pound per person cooked weight, right?
And if you can't get a suckling pig, you could always use a cat.
Easy. Easy. We almost lost our jobs at the grilling guys over that one. No wonder we're not making any money. We had huge lawyer bills defending us on that one. But no, it's all a joke.
So common mistakes when you're roasting a whole hog. I would say, number one, not spicing it properly. Number two, maybe not injecting it. Number three, roasting a whole hog.
Right, yeah.
Because they're just putting the thing in a smoker and just smoking it or baking it. If you're going to smoke it, okay, still score the skin, still rub it with oil, and then pour a ton of sea salt on it. Salt the ever-loving snot out of that skin when you're smoking it.
Yep. Right.
Because you're going to be belly down. So salt that skin. Don't over-smoke it, for one thing. That's not
It needs heat, but it doesn't need all that smoke.
You need about 4 hours of smoke, and the rest of the time, you just want to roast it at like 275 and let that baby come to 200 in the shoulders.
Right. And just remember that after 140 degrees, there isn't anything that's going to take smoke anyway.
No.
So once the hog itself gets to 140 degrees, smoke is a waste of time. All it's going to do is choke you when you're looking at it, and you might be spraying it down with some moisture of some sort.
You'll get heartburn.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That does do that, is you get extra heartburn. You know what, though? A whole hog is man food, so it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man!
Today's man law: if your best friend is dumped by his girl, it is a 6-month waiting period until she can be touched. Nobody can date her for 6 months. If he breaks up with her, it's 6 days. So there's a caveat there. And this only applies to single people, okay? If you know, if you're married, you can't date her no matter what.
Right. Good news. That's all good news. back to the pork on the grill, Bob. The we're talking about shoulders, but there's a lot of other cuts. I was over at Sobey Meats,
really?
And they had some really nice thick cut pork chops. Now you can buy them smoked from him, which a great butcher that has a smoke shop in the back like them. They'll produce a smoked pork chop in their meat case, but he also had raw ones.
Caveat: those smoked pork chops vary greatly from shop to shop.
Oh, they do. Yeah, Sobey's never had a bad one. But I was, again, firing up the smoker, had a lot of surface room in there. So I put a half a dozen of those pork chops in there because I can use them for a lot of things throughout the week or the next couple weeks because they hold really well. But love a smoked pork chop with the bone in. I know you say the bone doesn't do any flavor, but I just like that
well,
bone
now,
in chop.
Well, now, in that regard, if you're smoking a whole loin with the bone in, I would say yes, now you're going to get some benefit from it because you're going to roast that thing really slowly with that bone and all the stuff that's going to come off it. I think you get some benefit from that. I'm just saying if you're going to grill a pork chop with a bone on it, no, sideways, you're not getting anything.
Okay. Coming up next, Bob's got a little sniff of deer season. It's the first part of August. I guess he's going to get out and sharpen up his bow skills. Stick with us. We'll be back.